Hello and welcome to Morlock Z, Let's Experiment show about finding new homes for lost and forgotten characters of Marvel Crisis Protocol. I'm your host, Lexa White, and with me this week is Gregel. How are you doing?
Hey, Lexa. Good to be here. I'm excited.
I am excited, too. Would you mind introducing yourself for those who may not know you?
Absolutely. My name is Gregel, otherwise known as Gregory Webster. I am a Houston MCP player. I think a lot of people might know me because I do Facebook and Discord moderation for AMG.
Yes.
I did used to be the co-host of Recalibration Matrix as well, where we brought like comic arcs and connected them to the MCP character. But we took a hiatus from that. Running a podcast was really difficult with my life.
Mm-hmm.
So. But yeah, I'm still moderating for AMG and playing all their games and just being a big old dork in general.
Yes, and I do have somewhat of a quest to drag as many of my fellow Discord mods onto this onto this show as possible at times.
Nice.
So you are somewhat a part of that.
Thank you.
So yes. Now, I must ask you, not without any giving some any inside secrets you may have, because, of course, that's a no-bueno. What character not in Crisis Protocol do you want to see in Crisis Protocol?
Well, you know, this answer has changed a lot because a lot of the characters I didn't think would be coming have been announced and are or like come out already.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be a lot of the fringe like mutants and X-Men, and all the ones I really loved have already come or are coming.
Yeah.
Like, I think Warlock was my answer for a long time. but I think it's got to be Kazar, the shirtless buff guy from the Savage Land who has a saber-toothed tiger friend, because he has these like he's got all of his comics are really really like 60s and very over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he'd be a really cool like mechanic to have Kazar and his I forget what it's called. It's not actually a saber-toothed tiger, but it's like a saber-toothed tiger, but a Zabu, which would be like a companion piece or something. I think they could make some really cool design stuff with him. Mm-hmm. And then that would be an excuse to bring in like other Savage Land characters to the game.
Well,
but that would definitely be my choice if I got to be in charge of AMG for a day.
And because I couldn't quite remember this character off the jump. And so I immediately just went, let me Google this character. And according to the Marvel Wikipedia page, he was also a member of Agents of Wakanda?
Oh, yeah, because Black Panther recruited him because he's like, he can adapt to anything because he survives in the Savage Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you end up living around, like, aliens and dinosaurs and like, you know, troglodytes. I think you can handle any situation that gets thrown at you.
Yes. And he would also, it says he also has a connection to Shauna the Sea Devil.
The Sea Devil. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's his wife.
Which is classic pin. Both of them are classic pinup designs.
Oh, I bet when you Google that, you got the art of her drawn by that one, like, kind of cheesecake artist. Like, he always draws, like, really ridiculous stuff. They are in Marvel Snap recently.
Well, I know.
And they were some of my favorite.
Having seen him, I remember he was one of the launch cards for Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they did a season about him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't actually play Marvel Snap. I dislike it, actually.
Oh, that's too bad. It's fun. It's fun card game stuff.
It's too consistent of a card game.
It's a wild thing to say. that's a good thing. Consistent card games are good. You don't need all the swing all the time.
Well, so it's, I like, how do I phrase this? I find it creates play patterns that makes games feel too similar.
All right, that's fair.
And I am... My favorite formats are 100-card singleton formats in basically every card game I play.
Fair enough.
because I play Commander, Canadian Highlander, and Gladiator in Magic.
Nice. I've been getting really into Commander the last year.
Oh, God. So have I. I've been a Canadian Highlander Gladiator person for a while, but Canlander has recently become a thing for me, and oh boy, are there some, do I have some wild decks I've designed, and oh boy, am I excited for Magic this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm probably going to end up spending $500 on a Bloomborough. I need all those Redwall cards.
Oh, did you hear about the new Magic the Gathering announcement from yesterday?
The Hatsune Miku one?
Oh god, I want it so badly.
Yeah. It looks ridiculous. And then they're coming out with four of them. It's going to be wild.
I'm a big Miku person.
Mm-hmm.
And like, there are some pretty good commander cards in there.
Yeah, for sure. It's got Feather, right? You can make all sorts of degenerate
decks. Feather, Azusa, Last But Seeking, and mm-hmm. Harmonize.
Yeah.
Which are, cards.
That's just the first one. Yeah. Wait, there's going to be three more.
Oh, God. I don't have the money. Yeah. I did shell out for the Tomb Raider pack, Secret Leader.
Oh, see, I got the Doctor Who stuff. That's what I'll fork over money for.
My sister was the one that spent money on the Doctor Who one, the Doctor Who Regeneration one, and we pooled that together into one order, so we got free shipping.
Nice.
But yeah, no. That is a separate podcast, I imagine.
That'll be like Command Friends.
Uh-huh. Well, and also, we got some Modern Horizons 3 spoilers today.
Oh god, I looked at those and I don't want to buy that. I'm saving up for my mice cards. I'm not going to buy the competitive stuff.
So, I'm excited for it because I'm an Eldrazi person.
Oh god, you'll be so happy then.
Oh yes,
I'm so happy. It's got everything you want.
My favorite set of all time is Eldritch Moon.
Oh yeah, that's a fun set.
Yeah. But it's also Eldrazi.
I didn't play it. Mm-hmm. And the moon. Put Eldrazi in the moon.
Yes, and I cannot wait till she eventually emerges again from the moon and destroys everything.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. All and hail our tentacle mommy.
Oh, God. No.
I know what I said.
Oh, Jesus. This is going to be that kind of podcast.
Not all the time.
All right.
But that does kind of lead us into, what character did you bring for us today?
I brought Tentacle Daddy, Doc Ock Sinister Scientist, the second Dr. Octopus.
Yes, because we are starting Leader out of their own affiliation month.
That's right.
Which is one of my favorite months of the year, for sure.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I'm excited.
So what is the first affiliation that jumps out to you for Doc Ock Sinister Scientist?
So just looking at what he has, right? He's a kind of middle of the road. He's a kind of middle of the road character, right? He has a throw. He has a little bit of dice increase. But because of his arm lasers and his striking tentacles, the first character I thought of was... The new Captain America leader from the core set that comes with him. Because being able to increase the number of wilds for Flurry of Arms on his builder, and also being able to like get better incinerate if you really need it on a target. Go ahead.
I respect that. I find it. I prefer three threat Doc Ock in that place because then you can reserve member him.
I don't think I like reserve membering. I'm just okay with having one or two unaffiliated because Cap has so many rock solid Avengers that like his leadership that I don't really feel the need to bring reserve member for him. Mm-hmm. I totally get it, right? Like if you take the first one, being able to reserve, that's fine. But I just think I like how this Doc Ock, I like Scientific Breakthrough. Mm-hmm. I like just tuning up striking tentacles and arm lasers. Mm-hmm. The only downside I really think from it, and it's kind of a like it's like, oh yeah, who cares? He doesn't have a lot to use his extra power on.
Yeah.
So it does kind of feel like you get to a point where Doc Ock is sitting on 8, 9, 10 power and you just double scientific breakthrough. But even if that's like a complaint or a problem, that's fine. Like, okay, Doc Ock gets to have 2 or 3 turns a game where he's sitting on excess power. Mm-hmm. I just think he's a very solid 4 threat in that list.
Yeah.
And I think Steve Leader, whatever we're gonna call, is there like a nickname the community's fallen on for him?
I've heard people call him Thweave, which I Thrive? Kind of hate.
Oh my god. I don't like that. So so Captain America First Avenger,
yeah,
is like, he just, I think he's way better than people think he is. Oh. And so, and I also think that what's nice about this is that people can just buy the new core set and throw Doc Ock in with Captain mm-hmm. America and have a really good unaffiliated, you know, baddie to go with. And I also like the vibe that, like, Doc Ock is always switching sides, right?
Oh,
he's
yeah.
always like, I'm going to date Aunt May, or be like, I'm going to be Spider-Man now, you know? I just think that's perfect. And Doc Ock being in a hero team is absolutely one of my favorite things, fluff-wise.
So the first affiliation I want to call out is one that potentially tunes up tentacles in a very interesting way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Strength of the New Generation, Killmonger Usurper.
Ooh.
Just giving an extra... I remember. Want to talk about the old days of MCP for a second?
Mm-hmm.
I remember Doom Prophecy Doc Ock.
Yes.
And this is not quite Doom Prophecy Doc Ock, but it still is. Adding extra dice to Doc Ock is terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also remember creating the Thanos Spider Foes back with the old gem rules.
Oh, God.
And just one-shotting... One-shotting an opposing Thanos with a Death Decree Doc Ock.
Yeah.
So, like, adding extra dice to a Doc Ock is one of my favorite things to do.
That's ridiculous. It's so brutal, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. What other ones jump out to you?
Okay, so Baron Strucker's Hydra High Council,
mm-hmm.
Where he can allow Doc Ock to basically put on whatever status effect he doesn't put on, because you can do a lot of fun builds with just weird status effect swings.
Oh yeah.
And I kind of liked the Hydra status effect list. I think it's kind of fallen off in popularity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's a really good choice because of, you know, scientific breakthrough puts on bleed, poison, shock. Arm lasers lets you lay down a bunch of incinerates. And I think being able to, like, lay on whatever status effect you need that's missing from this, it's definitely a fun one to be like, all right, I'm going to scientific breakthrough. And also Baron Strucker is, you know, poisoning my tentacles while I'm doing it.
Yeah.
It thematically hits and it's really satisfying. And I think if you're playing to status effect Strucker, it's a really fun choice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I might want to take Doc Ock over, like, someone who's more focused on, you know, like, Omega Red, who's only doing one status effect, really.
Yeah. I think you want a mix of specialist and generalist in a Strucker list.
Yeah, for sure. In order to not just be pigeonholed when you come up against Juggernaut or something, right?
Okay, I like Shadow King. I actually put him into the worst matchup, which was Juggernaut Ultron 2.
No. That's rough.
Yeah, he couldn't do anything that game.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
I think Shadow King is generally good on Senators, except against the, like, high-end Brotherhood lists.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, being able to just deny a turn with his Nightmare Visions, great on Senators. When the opposing team is going 4-2 against you, and you're not able to move any of their big units.
Yeah, no, that's brutal. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. Talking about making Doc Ock explosive, and him not having much to do with his power, I want to bring up one of the other leaders from the new core box, which is Red Skull Master of the World.
Mm-hmm.
As we mentioned before, Doc Ock doesn't have much to do with his power. So being able to use Red Skull Master of the World and spend Doc Ock's power is perfectly reasonable option. And the Mike Ball is only for the strong, not only being able to get you crits to extend your explosiveness on attack, but also I'm pretty sure it triggers Scientific Hubris, doesn't it?
Yes, I believe it. Wait. It treats a skull as a crit. No, it wouldn't. Oh, yeah, it would. It would, because it treats it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does.
And so you negate the down... Innately negate the downside of the leadership.
Nice, yeah.
That's
really cool.
I think that's an interesting option.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, and I saved it for last for myself because it's not fluffy, and you know, like, that's what I look for most of the time.
Yeah.
Daredevil, his Marvel Knights affiliation. I think he's a really good Marvel Knight.
Yeah.
On the one, like, being able to reroll any number of his attack dice, especially with Flurry of Arms, is going to be really useful.
Oh, yeah.
But I also like, you know, Daredevil really wants to get his, like, hallway attack on everybody, Devil's Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to, like, throw an enemy character towards Daredevil is always nice. So I think it helps with, like, clumping people up. And then, like, the other side would be just being able to incinerate a bunch of people for Daredevil to go nut house on.
Yep.
I think he works really well with the leadership, and he kind of helps Daredevil be way more powerful than a four threat should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so that because of that, he's a really solid choice. Like, if your opponent is struggling to move characters out of that A2, it's always good.
Yeah. I also kind of want to bring up S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I think a S.H.I.E.L.D. in their construction, they kind of want to play from behind in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think This Is Our Day in S.H.I.E.L.D. could be really fucking annoying.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like, S.H.I.E.L.D. also has, you're getting the point catch up. So, like, if you're one behind and you play this, you are suddenly caught up because of the leadership, but the effect is still in effect. So, for that round, you are placing objective token drops at range 3, which is so long, and blowing up on your opponent, which is the attrition that they want anyway.
Yeah. This just popped out, but, like, This Is Our Day, the new Octavius, like, tactic card, is not faction-restricted.
No.
So you could This Is Our Day and be like, yeah, this is when I'm going to have my comeback because my characters get to drop objective tokens range 3 where I want, like, and I place it, and if you damage anybody but my grunts, you're going to take a damage. I think that might be a really fun one, actually.
And I think it's notable in the way it interacts specifically for their Spiders matchup.
Yeah.
Because most of this, like, you don't get Black Cat, but on the Miles and the Spider-Man drops, you still get to place them. And on This Is Robbery, you get to place it.
Oh, I do like that. Yeah, that's a really good one. Nice. I like that. Is that, I have this, like, feeling that I need to test that. Like, that seems so good.
I think it's super interesting. I don't know if it's good, but it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And, like, I also think Doc Ock can play in their, like, gun line. He's a beam incinerate, so him and Crimson Dynamo side by side just beaming, shock incinerating everybody. Ugh.
Oh, it's dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't love that. But too much.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other affiliations that jump out to you?
I mean, the other one, like, I personally feel like he's better in Criminal Syndicate than he is in Spider-Foes. I really do think I'm too tempted to just say you always take Green Goblin. But he's also really good with Kingpin, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's just a rock solid Kingpin choice.
Yeah, I can see that. I also think while everyone is good in this, I think Doc Ock is specifically good in Guardians. He plays to their, like, gunline sensibilities while also taking really good use of those rerolls.
Yeah.
But Guardians is also, like, the best thing in the game right now, so.
Yeah, I mean, is there anybody that isn't great in Guardians?
Yes, I have an answer to that.
Oh, okay.
And it's Miss Marvel.
Hmm.
Because her dice are already so consistent.
Yeah.
And the way that she works on teleporting up with her transform into large and then teleporting back, she generally doesn't want the defensive shenanigans either.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Well, fine. You've got one. One character that isn't great in Guardians.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right, fair enough.
Trying to think if there's anybody else on my end that just jumps out. But I think that's most of the options that jump out to me.
Yeah, I think those were the ones that really stood out. I had some really, like, weird ones I was thinking about. But, like, I wanted to be like, would he be a good Sentinel? And it's just like, no, not really.
Sentinels OMF.
I wanted to make, like, meme lists, and I feel like I couldn't do it with him.
If you want a meme list, have you heard about the Sentinel's every die face is a success Corvus Glaive with under the skin?
Explain.
So Corvus Glaive, you can pay to count blanks. Reality Gem is a skull, and then if you under the skin him, so he's a Sentinel traded, the Sentinel team tactics card that turns all shields into hits, I think it is.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
You can set up a turn where Corvus Glaive has a I'm attacking every side of my dice is at least one success.
Oh my goodness. That's ridiculous.
I have had it played against me.
I'm gonna have to give that a shot.
It does have issues mostly in mobility.
Yeah. I mean, that isn't that every Sentinel's list's problem?
Yes. No, so we're running a Mutant League right now.
Okay.
Where at least 6 members of your team must be Mutant or Mutant affiliated. We have much, like, more firm documentation on for the league. But one of our people is doing, because I put it up to my community of, there's a couple characters of, do we consider them mutants for this round? And 2 of them were Ursa Major and Darkstar, who are officially mutants, but not really X-Men characters.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And my community was like, they don't see enough play, let's let them in, was kind of their response. So we have a Sentinels Winter Guard dual affiliated roster.
Mm-hmm.
That is play in the league. It is very fun. I'm just doing weird Cyclops bullshit with Shadow King.
Look, at least you're having fun.
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Yeah.
I only lost one match, and it was to the aforementioned me putting Shadow King in when I didn't realize my opponent had Juggernaut Ultron 2.
It's so bad.
And it was my senators, their Mayor Fisk.
I'm sorry for your loss.
It was a game.
Was it, though? Was it a game?
Hey, I was 2 points behind until the final round.
That's very impressive.
Mostly because Wolverine went and utterly murdered Mystique and Toad.
Are we talking New Wolverine or Logan?
Classic yellow outfit Wolverine.
Yeah, the new one. The new classic Wolverine.
New old Wolverine.
Old new it's classic Coke Wolverine, is that what we'll call him?
Yeah. But he did his job.
Nice. I've really been loving New Wolverine.
Yeah. No, so it's like my splashes are Shadow King. I'm playing new Killmonger, just because I wanted a counterattack character, an attack on the opponent turn character, and he's new shiny. And then I'm playing new Korbox Crossbones, because I wanted a beam, and he's been putting up work.
New Crossbones feels a lot like old Crossbones in that everybody discarded him without playing him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I loved original Crossbones just because I would play him with stuff where people were like, oh, okay, I don't need to care about that. And then I would get Crossbones on like my opponent's Gamma Shelter and one shot Doctor Strange on round two.
Yeah.
And they're like, what the fuck just happened? And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. Crossbones. It turns out he can be pretty good sometimes.
Yeah. So you were a member of the Cult of Crossbones?
Oh, man. I was the lead apostle on the Facebook groups. I was trying to explain to people why Crossbones. And I was also a defender of Korbox Peter because I was trying to explain to people how no one else can displace as many characters in one turn as him.
Mm-hmm.
And he might be useful in certain spots. And I did not get a lot of support from that.
So, I really liked Korbox Peter because there were ways in which you could use him to displace Lockjaw so Lockjaw didn't get power on turn one.
Yeah, that was fun. Stuff like that is great. Like, your opponent is just... Well, and it's like, same thing with Crossbones, right? Korbox Peter and Crossbones, people hadn't played him enough to expect it. And so you can tell them what you're about to do, and then you do it, and they're like, oh, you just moved three characters out of where I need them to be. And I'm like, yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. It was great. I don't know. I have a lot of love for him. And then Scarlet Spider is basically a modified Korbox Peter, and that makes me so happy. He does so much of the same stuff, just with different rules.
Yeah.
And I thought that was so... I was watching people get excited for Scarlet Spider, and I'm just like, he's so similar to Korbox Peter that you hated, though, internet. and I love Scarlet Spider. I mean, I think he's objectively a better model than the Korbox Peter, mm-hmm. but he does a lot of the same things as our original Peter Parker did, which is hilarious.
Are you telling me the internet is fickle?
Always.
Of course. Anyway, of course. What affiliation are we going to build today?
So I think I want to build... I want to do Defenders.
Okay.
I want to do Marvel Knights, right? Like... That's where we should go.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Who is your second defender?
So second defender, I'm tempted to just say Spider-Man, but it's actually Wong. It's Wong. Right? It's Wong. It's Daredevil and Wong. There's been a lot of buzz about like the top ranked defenders players are taking long in order to use portals.
Mm-hmm.
And I've played with it a fair amount, and it's really good. So
I'm glad to see Portals is back on the menu.
Oh yeah, Portals being back on the menu has been fun.
And it doesn't seem as oppressive of teleport up MODOK and shoot your deployment.
No, it's definitely not. I mean, I don't know if you've been... There's been some like competitive chatter. I'm so sorry that I forget the name of the player who did the podcast about it. Mm-hmm. But his podcast was like Wong is my leader was like the name of the podcast.
Yeah, I remember saying that across my feed.
Yeah, and it's all about basically the strategy is you set up portals so that a heavy hitter can brutalize your opponent and then teleport away. So Wong is setting up portals strategically in like round 3 or 4,
mm-hmm.
not to send an attacker forward necessarily, but to pull them away
yeah.
and save them. And then after that, next round, they can teleport back and threaten your opponent a second time.
Yeah.
So, just very cool stuff you can mess with.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it'd be Daredevil Wong
mm-hmm.
for the first two.
We were talking about him earlier, but Defenders Wolverine is so good.
It's so good. There's nothing wrong with that, man. Go with the vibes, right? Like, Wolverine is so good in Midnight Sun. Sorry, Marvel Knights.
Yeah.
So go with that.
And also, we just get the team of Double Wilds.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun.
There are so many... 4 threats I love in Defenders. Because
mm-hmm.
we also have Elektra, who's a character
Elektra's.
I've been on the train for so much longer than the rework.
Yeah. I mean, her mystic attack is so cool.
Oh, yeah. So good. And it also has Ancient One, who is an utter monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying
to pull up my list of who is actually Defender.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking 4 threats?
I'm looking at the list myself right now.
Yeah.
But I don't think we can have all 4 threats. I mean, the character we're trying to bring in is a 4 threat. Our leader is 4 threat. We need some differentiation on threat value here.
I mean, if you really want to.
You know, if we want to make a functional roster.
Yeah. So I think part of this list... doing what it does is also saying like we're probably going to end up taking Hulk as our 6th threat, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I know. So then we're left with a 5 threat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like a lot of people's first instinct is going to be Ghost Rider, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do you think about Scarlet Witch?
I think Scarlet Witch is a really interesting character. So, big threat models in this show are complicated because we're always trying to make sure every list fits this specific character, and big threat models tend to complicate the math of fitting in a specific character out of affiliation. So you don't, this show tends not to load up on high threat characters. But, like, I think Scarlet Witch is really interesting. I think there's conversations on, do we need a 5, want a 5 threat? Especially since we do have an affiliated 2.
Yeah. The other thought is Doctor Strange, just because he can turn Doc Ock into mystic attacks.
But I think we much prefer the rerolls from Daredevil 2, the Doctor Strange type change.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Mm-hmm. Wholeheartedly.
Where do you think we go? I do think we need some affiliated 3 threats.
Okay.
Because, like, we have a 4 and a 6 and a 2. We need some odd numbers. And trying to fit stuff in, 3 threats are the way to go.
Yeah. Luke Cage is definitely my first go-to.
Yeah. He is just exceptionally solid.
Mm-hmm. Gives you heroes for hire.
Yep.
Gives you a lot of... Gives you stagger.
Mm-hmm.
Real solid.
Uh-huh.
Our other 3 threats are... What is it? Valkyrie, Punisher, Moon Knight, Magic?
You missed some.
No, did I?
Yes.
Oh, Hawkeye. Oh, I missed a bunch.
Yeah, so it's Clea, Hawkeye, Iron Fist, Luke Cage, Magic, Moon Knight, Punisher, and Valkyrie.
People who'd be fun with Doc Ock. I mean, Clea could be really fun. Just because she gets more throws.
Yeah.
She gets to move Doc Ock up or back. Gives you even more, like, avoiding the attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am a fan of Clea. I don't think she gets... I don't think she's as bad as people say she is.
No, I don't think she's... I mean, I think she's a solid three threat. She just has that problem of, like, three threats need to really shine, or people look down on them.
Yeah.
But I think she's a solid three threat.
I'm down for a Clea.
Okay, let's do that.
Do we
want... Being able to move on Doc Ock.
Do we want another affiliate, or do we want to start looking out of affiliation? We're at six affiliated and a Doc Ock.
So if we have a three affiliated and we're at Doc Ock, and we are assuming we're going to take Hulk, because we're taking Hulk. Yeah, so I think that's fine. I think we can go out of affiliation.
Who's the first one that jumps out to you out of affiliation? Because there is one that jumps out to me.
Let me hear yours first.
Baron Mordo.
Ooh, okay.
He likes getting extra dice on his arms, and you can plague spread his incinerate off of his lasers. Cool. I think both of those are really interesting strats. We're already playing a clumped up game plan, so doing a spread incinerate... going to be very potent.
I mean, not to add another three threat, but Zemo's always fun.
Zemo's always good.
Zemo's always fun. Classic Zemo.
Yeah. Let's see. Who else is there?
Got a two threat we always want to take.
So we don't have to worry about that. I want to talk about someone who's not quite out yet, but we've seen everything for.
Is it Vulture?
No. It's Electro.
Ooh.
I think Electro.
Okay, yeah.
I think Electro's ability to move with ride the wires.
Yeah.
To get into a scrum is going to be super good in Daredevil.
That's one I hadn't considered, but I really like that. Live, what is it? Yeah, ride the wires is super cool.
And
Electro seems like a really fun flex character.
Oh yeah, I'm super excited for him. Especially on Peta Flips. I think he's going to be so annoying on Peta Flips.
Yeah. No, for sure. He's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm fighting you on this.
I also want to play him in Xavier. Just because, oh, you attack him, I spend one to electrostatic you, and then I give one power to someone else.
It's going to be so gross.
Yeah. He would probably go into my power control X-Men that's running, like, Loki, Rogue, Deadpool, and Xavier, and just being like, no, you don't have power, actually.
No, I like that. I think that's a fun one.
So, who are we for sure on? Because we've talked about a couple people.
So, I've got Daredevil, Wong, Wolverine, Hulk, Luke Cage, Clea.
Yep.
Definitely adding Electro.
Cool.
And so that gives us two more.
Yep.
I think I'm... I know you said we don't want to go too far into, like, higher threats, but...
We might be able to.
Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's also affiliated.
Is affiliated. and being able to witty banter is always a fun choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's another character that likes the crit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He does like that crit.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think we can do Amazing PETA, and that leaves us a slot left.
Yeah, and just looking at the spread, we have a 2, we have 2 threes, mm-hmm. and then we have 5 fours.
Yeah.
So.
Probably a 3.
Probably a 3, yeah.
We talked a little bit about both Baron Zemo and Baron Mordo. Are there any other 3s that jump out to you?
I think Mordo might be the better choice.
Mm-hmm.
Just because being able to... Oh my gosh. The website I'm using to look at cards is glitching and making the cards vibrate. But yeah, I think Mordo would be the better choice. I think it gives you a lot more flexibility over what Zemo offers.
Mm-hmm. I guess Mordo is just so excited to actually be chosen for a list.
He's so happy.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't tell it by the frown on his face.
No, he's a very grumpy guy.
No. What type of crises does this team run?
Oh my god.
I think we are down the middle ball.
Yeah.
So, I definitely think we're a Gamma Wave team.
Mm-hmm.
We do have at least one person immune to incinerate to stand on the points for Demons Downtown, so I guess we can do a Demons as well.
Always love a Demons.
What is our third pick?
So if we got Demons, and we got Gamma Wave for Secure. Is it Mayor Fisk? Try to secure the witnesses, and getting stunned isn't too terrible for a few of the choices we've made, just because they don't care as much about power.
Yeah, and we have 2 characters we have chosen that are immune to stun. So yeah, I can see a Mayor Fisk coming out.
Yep. That's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then going into extracts.
I do think we might want... bigger numbers on our extracts. Bigger threat values on our extracts.
Okay. You think it's scrolls?
I think we can do a very solid scrolls.
Yeah.
Countering my point immediately, are we a researcher team?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there's nothing to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so research station.
Mm-hmm. Then
I love it.
That leads us with one last pick. I don't think we're a senator's team.
No, I don't like senators. I mean, Worthy, the fear grips.
Yeah, we have a lot of dice weevils, so getting...
Hammers are always fun.
Yeah, hammers are... So I want, going back to characters I want in this, someday, and it's never going to happen because it's a character, it's a run specific version of a character, no one really likes anyway, but I want the Fear Itself version of Sin.
Oh. Fear, yeah. I mean, we haven't seen any, like, super narrow storyline versions of characters, have we?
We literally have Shadowlands Daredevil.
Well, yeah, you're right.
So, like, it's not often, but when, like, there's a complete, like, we've had it at least once where it's like, this is a complete fundamental redesign of a character.
Yeah.
This storyline.
So, I mean, like, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Many years, I think 2 or 3 years ago, I did 3 lists of my top 10 mutants, my top 10 non-mutants, and my top 10 retrains of existing characters I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone a chunk of the mutants, basically none of the non-mutants, and none of my retrains, because I want Mohawk Storm, I want Mohawk Leather Jacket Storm.
I mean, you gotta make her. Start converting.
No, I want lead of the Morlocks. Like, give me that side of Storm.
Yeah.
And then I had a bunch of, like, weird off picks. Like, I also want Joe Fixit in this game.
I don't think I want Joe Fixit. I don't like Joe Fixit.
I love
it's
Joe
like
Fixit.
One of the few Marvel characters. I just don't like... Like, I don't want Patch either. Like...
I'm less in love with Patch, but I like mm-hmm. a criminal syndicate Hulk with two guns. Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, that leads us down to just tactic cards.
Okay, I feel like we have to take Portals,
yes.
Pentagram of Falafel.
Yep.
We have to take Heroes for Hire.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very tempted to say we have to take those two new Defenders cards that were shown. Mm-hmm. Street Smarts, which basically allows
yep.
Defenders to pay one and then not be pushed. What is it? It's if it would be pushed, advanced, or thrown, it can take a damage and just say no.
Yep.
I think that's a really solid card. And then the other one is Mystic Ward.
Yep.
Which an allied defenders can pay two, and then you pick an objective within three. You mark it, and then they are you basically like if a player is the marked objective cannot be interacted with, contested, or controlled this round.
Yep.
Like I love that. I think just saying like, well, look, I'm not going to score this, so I'm going to play an Uno reverse card on it. Mm-hmm.
I also think, because this is the Doc Ock episode, we bring this as our day.
Yes, absolutely. We take this as our day. I think it's a really fun one.
Oh, yeah, it's so fun.
It's so fun.
I don't think there are any other single character-specific cards left. Like,
well, the Exceptional Healing is probably a good one to take.
Yeah. And
I feel like if you take Wolverine, you take Exceptional Healing.
Mm-hmm. And then... Technically, we could bring Go Get 'Em Tiger, but I don't think it's quite what we want to do.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's a safe card to play with Spider-Man.
No,
I'm not the biggest fan of it.
I'm glad it exists.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We have the MJ card, and now we are getting the J. Jonah Jameson card.
So good.
So that leaves us with four slots left. What are our restricted cards?
So I think our restricted cards might be Patch Up and Sacrifice, maybe?
Yeah, I can see that.
I mean, Indomitable seems really strong as well.
But we kind of have Indomitable.
Yeah. No, I know we kind of have it, but what if we had two? But yeah, you want to do Patch Up and Sacrifice?
I
think that's solid. We're going to be close together. We're going to be close to the enemy.
Yep.
It's a good choice. Because we're close to the enemy, I'm kind of tempted to say Trip Up.
I love Trip Up.
It's a card that I don't think it gets enough play. I think it's really solid. Because we need two characters within two of the target.
Nope, you don't.
No, just one. Oh, just
one.
Yeah. So yeah, being able to, when an ally character targets an enemy character with an attack during its activation, and the it's a character is attacking within two of a friendly character. Yeah. So the two characters get to add stun and stagger.
Yeah.
I just think that's so solid, and you know you're going to be within two of characters. And it's really easy to do with Doc Ock because he's going to be attacking from range three sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
At people that are already within range two of someone else.
Yep.
So yeah, Trip Up's a fun one.
I think the reason it's not played more is you have to play it before you roll dice. So
yeah.
It's never a sure thing.
People hate that. I'm not the biggest. I think it's fine. So how many does that give us? That gives us one card left.
Yes, one left. And I think just because sometimes Doc Ock wants it, we go for a recalibration matrix.
You know, that is probably my favorite card in the game, so I'm more than happy to say put recal matrix in the in. So let's do it.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes you whiff and then you roll again and you get six wilds and you're just happy as can be.
Yeah. Love it.
So that is a full roster, everybody.
We did it.
For everyone at home, you can the full roster is Doc Ock, Sinister Scientist, Daredevil, Wong, Wolverine, Hulk, Luke Cage, Clea, Electro, Amazing Spider-Man, and Baron Mordo. For tactic cards, we have Pentagrams of Farala, Heroes for Hire, Street Smart, Mystic Ward, This Is Our Day, Exceptional Healing, Patch Up, Sacrifice, Trip Up, and Recalibration Matrix. And then for secures, we have Gamma Wave Sweeps Across the Midwest, Demons Downtown Has Our Comeuppance Come Due, Mayor Fisk Vows to Find Missing Witnesses, and for extracts, we have Skrulls Infiltrate World Leadership, Research Station Attacked, and Fear Grips World as Worthy Terrorized City. That seems like a fun roster.
I think it's fun. I think it's got potential. Mm-hmm. I do not own Clea or Baron Mordo, I think. So I skipped the magic wave. I really need to fix that.
Yeah, you do. Because that means you're also missing Ancient One. And I think Voodoo?
Oh, you know what? No, I have Mordo and Voodoo.
Yeah.
Because they come together. But I need Clea and Ancient One for sure.
Mm-hmm. And Ancient One is just a monster that people don't recognize how scary she is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she is probably one of the best Daredevil characters to take, right? She's so good with rerolls.
Yeah. If people wanted to reach out to you, where could they find you?
Well, I'm always moderating Discord under the name Greggle. And Facebook, I'm Gregory Webster, and I'm also on the Shatterpoint and MCP Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. So I am more than happy to chit-chat online.
Yep. And if you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/AlexaWhite. We're getting to the end of the month, which means my monthly checkup of all the TV and movies that I've watched will be out by the time this episode comes out. And exciting. I have some hopeful bonus episodes coming up. One that is in the talks about the Dead or Alive live action movie that is going to be super, super fun. So keep an eye out for that stuff.
That is fun. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Have you watched Scavenger's Reign?
No.
So I just discovered this, and I gotta say, it's probably the best thing I've watched in years. It is on HBO. It is an anime in the vibe of, like, comics from the 70s, almost. But it's an animated show on HBO Max, and it's about a crashed crew of a spaceship on an alien planet. It is beautiful and gruesome and weird as all get out. Scavenger's Reign. You should watch that.
I will keep it in mind. I have a lot I'm watching right now. I watched 10 movies this month, so.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
They're the contender for my best of the year in there, which I will save until off mic, so people will have to go to the Patreon to hear about that.
Wahahaha. Wicked.
Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's always a joy.
And keep experimenting, people.